You have no use at all. So we prefer this to that Giriraj should be Bhakta Varja,
Haridasa
Varja. We don't want to become as Haridasa Var, but we want Haridasa Varja. Mercy of Haridasa Varja. Yudhishthira and Uddhava are Haridas and Haridas were, but we don't. We want to be the fit dust of Giriraj Govardhan, because he has seen all these things, meeting of gopis, how gopis served. He has given kunj, he has given butter, he has given everything. So we want the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan as a bhakta pravar.
Why is the Yamuna considered so merciful?
Because she is Visakha. And so many pastimes are in the border of Jamuna. In Jamuna also they play, and also in Upavan of Jamuna. Upavan, you know,
canal
nearer
near the forest.
Forest nearer Jamuna.
Forest. But there's special worship we can do of Govardhan and Yamuna. There is no...
We do? Always remembering. When we go to Jamuna, we take bath, we pray Jamuna, we worship Jamuna. In the shape of Visakha, I remember the prayer of Yamuna. Bhratranta kasyapattani bhipatti harini prakshayati papinati papusindhi harini
nirmadhuri bhiraptasi sachitta bandhini mam punat sarvadara bindu bandhini chit vilas.
The 8th or 7th verse. Now, some campsite, just remember. Very good. Jamuna is near, perhaps?
Not so near.
No, it is not seen from here.
No. This is Ramanreti, and then there are some agricultural, there's the Prakram Marg, and then agricultural fields, and then
Jamuna
Devi.
Then Kaliyada. Then...
And then Kesigat. Chirgat Kesigat.
This is Ramanreti.
This verse of thinking of Krishna's hurting his feet, there's another verse almost very much like that. At the end of chapter
35. What is love?
I remember our spiritual master used to speak about his 35. The last verse. Is it
36?
36 it is?
36 at 36.
30. Teaspoon.
30.
No, it's not
teaspoon.
Here.
No.
30, you're saying 36 it is? No.
This is 40.
36.
Oh, 47. 36 is not here in this book.
What is no. this system?
Yeah.
No, it's not here.
No, it's locked.
The one I'm thinking of is, it's not here. Anyway. Then it goes to 47.
It says the same thing?
Yeah, it's almost
at some point. Some of them. Sometimes the verses, there are similar ones in the different Gitas.
No. 44. When Krishna is going with Akrur to Vrindavan, to Mathura. And when Nanda Baba has come in Mathura, and his Kans was killed, and Nanda Baba is waiting for Krishna and Balram in his Mathura
camp,
and it became darkness. 2 days had passed. One day Krishna killed Kamsa, and at that day war between Kamsa's brother and Krishna. And at the same time, same day, Krishna took flowers and everything and made Ugrasen king of Mathura Puri again. Again, no. Ugrasen was not ready to become a re-king. He was at first king, but Kans has taken everything. Now Krishna was doing Abhishek of
installation.
Ugrasen. And after that, they have very big meeting, long meeting. Vasudeva, Devaki, Ugrasen, Akrur, all. That we should be very careful for Krishna, because Krishna has killed Kans. Now he will try to go Mathura and Vrindavan again with Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is waiting in that garden, in his camp. So we should try to keep Krishna and Baldev
protected.
Eh?
Protected here.
Protected
separate.
Here, yes. And we should always emphasize that you are not son of
Nanda Yashoda.
Yashoda and Nanda. But you are son of
Vasudev Deva.
Vasudev and Krishna. So they were so much loving Krishna, second day, that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. We are grandfathers and we are so and so. So don't think that they are your father and you live in Vrindavan, but you are an inhabitant of Mathura. And we are your natural bandhu-bandhu.
Parents.
Huh?
Parents.
Parents and
relatives.
Relatives. So at a request kare bolbe, erikom bhabe bolle eta bhalo na. Then Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that when in the evening, when it was darkness, Krishna and Baldev came with him, and they sat on this and this of Nanda Baba. Why are you here? Then Nanda Baba could not utter a word, only drops of tears weeping. At once, Baldev knew it and told that, Baba, you are my father. Why they are telling that we are father and mother, Devaki and Vasudeva, and all of Mathuravas are persuading us for this thing, that you are father and they are father and mother, Devaki and Vasudeva. Nanda Baba Dosudarana. Krishna and Baldev telling so much things. So here Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, anyone who gets so much love, they want to live there. Krishna takes so much love, tests, and there is certainly so much higher prem in Nanda and Yashoda, more than Vasudev and Devaki and all Mathuravasi. Brajvasi have more superior quality of prem. Anyone lives in superior prem, where there is superior prem, he wants to live there. So why Krishna lives in Mathura and does not go with Nanda Baba and in Braja, then it is against the prem rule. So Krishna must gone with Nanda Baba to Braja. But we see in Srimad Bhagavat Krishna has not gone. Then what is this Siddhanta there? So he tells that there were two prakoshta.
Sections
of prem. Prakat and aprakat lila. So in prakat lila, Krishna and Baldev, they never gone to Mathura, Vrindavan. But on aprakat Leela, past times, Krishna and Baldev went with Nanda Baba to Braja. But it went in aprakat Braja, not in prakat Braja, where always Krishna is in Vrindavan. So Krishna does not go
even a
Vrindavanam pratyajpad ekam nagacchati.
Not a step.
Not a foot step. But in aprakat lila. In prakat lila he sometimes goes and sometimes comes. Otherwise it will be opposite to bhakti rasa. And he has told so, explaining so much. What is your slope?
It's the same chapter that we're in, Gopi Geet, the last verse, 19. Yat te sujata charanam buhuraham staneshu bita shanai priya dadhimahi karkakeshu tenat tavim atasi tad vyatate nakim svit kurpadi bir brahmati dir Bhavad Ayushamna.
In 31.
31, 19.
It will come.
Yeah.
But,
O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt.
Then why they keep?
Why they keep?
Because
Krishna wants it.
Because Krishna wants
Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. But Krishna does not tell, he does, I won't keep. But gopis know that he will be satisfied if we keep it. So, they keep.
Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
What question?
I'm just saying it's the same, almost the same.
But one step further.
Yeah.
But so many things are here, not expressed. So much feelings are there.
And also for...
Something has been expressed in our Goswami's Granth, not here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyhow, these are all for supporting of our greed. These are of Siddha Bhumika, not sadhana. But any sadhak who has a great, very lenient thing, his grits will be so thick, reading on. But not unqualified person should read on. Now we were reading Bhajan
Rahasya.
It is certainly for us. Very helpful. Also, Madhurya Kadambini. Very helpful. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has gathered so many, collected so many good slokas for our eight parts of division of our bhajan, eight yam. First, Shraddha, Nartanivritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, and then Vipralambha, Bhav, then meeting. And then on 10th, on 9th, Krishna Darshan. Separation would be so high when Bhav comes. So it has been divided into eight parts. When we read, we see that we are in first
Chetal Dharpanam Ashram.
First step, anath every kinds of anath. It is called Nishan Kalila. Sun is not there, darkness is there. We cannot choose what is to do, how to go, where to go, because so darkness and so many serpents and pits and everything is there. If you go, we can have so much pain everywhere because on earth. So he has told how to remove all these energy in first stage. Cheto darpan marjanam. He has begun. Every sloka of Srimad Bhagavat can be explained. So Prabhupada has taken so many days of first sloka of Srimad Bhagavat in Dhaka.
3 months? 3 months he did?
3 months are over. He took. Every Vedanta darshan.
Is there.
And Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Ninmani, and Vedanta, Upanishad, all Srimad Bhagavat can come in that. Janmadarsya Jataha.
Chalun Prasadaya Vikalavar Bolven.
Everything will come in this. This song is so beautiful. I should say about this thing something?
Yes.
Or any question you, or anything what you want to hear? First I tell something.
Narottam Thakur was singing this song. He at once reached in Gambhira and began to remember the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was about 100 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has not taken practically sakshat darshan. But he has got the Krishna prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kept for him.
Padma River.
Huh?
River Padma.
In Premtali.
In?
Premtali.
Premtali. In a tray he has kept. In Premtali, he has kept Gauranga Prem there, and when Narottam Thakur went there, at once it came in the heart of Narottam Thakur.
Mahaprabhu bolle dekhane prem rakhlam Narottam ishe ta paabe.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that I have kept this prem. And what prem? Gaur prem. What is Gaur Prem? Radha love to Krishna. Mahabhav. He has kept. Not Mahabhav, but yet Prem. So, when he used to sing, he at once reached to that cave where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to weep. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and always weeping and in separation mood and always out of senses. He began to be a kurma,
tortoise,
sometimes so long, so long. Even Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda cannot imagine how wonderful this is going on. It becomes in separation mood, this thing. And the separation mood has been told by gopis in Bhramargi. Extremely they are feeling separation, more than gopi gift. Tabakathamritam, tapta jivanam, or tattesu jati charanam varuham stanesu and all other things prahasitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahasi sambido ya hrdis pisa kuhukuno mana chodhan. These are extreme separation modes that gopis are feeling. But especially when Krishna went forever to Mathura and Dwarka. Here they are seeing, when they are telling Gopi Geet, they know that Krishna has hidden himself here and there in Vrindavan and in any kunja, and at last he will have to come. But they have left all asha,
hope.
Krishna will not come. They become mad, lifeless. When Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka and lived so many years, always they crying and weeping. And then there, Srimati Radhika, Uddhava has gone there. He has hidden himself at the door of Kunja in Nandagaon, in Uddhava Kyari. Radhika is not seeing him, but Radhika is senseless, like dying mood. Gopis are seeing, Lalita and Vishakha are seeing, having some cotton and giving here. If
breath is going on,
I am gone. They are so sorrowful. What will be done? How to keep this Srimati Radhika alive? He was dying and alive. But he was dying and
reviving.
Again have some life, again dying, again she was in sober. We cannot imagine. If anyone can imagine, they will weep and weep day and night, no smiling, nothing. No work and nothing, duty. No duty will be there. In that case, Srimati was lying on Pushpa Shayya. You know Pushpa Shayya?
Flower bed.
Flower bed. Not on flower bed, but on the lotus.
Petal of lotus.
Petals. No any hard thing. And they become at once
wilted.
Churna.
Wilted.
Became dry.
Dry.
Immediately.
Like chur.
Because of the heat.
By heat. So much heat. We cannot have any idea of that. Then she is telling there, Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling that separation mood. Madhupakitava bandho maas pishangri sapatna kucha bilalita mala kumkume smarsubhirna bhatu madhupati tanmani ninyang prasadam yadusadasa vidambam jasya dustastva mitri. In that separation mode, has closed her eyes. She saw any bees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering these things of Srimad Bhagavatam. And feeling separation and weeping and weeping. He is feeling that Radhika is lying down, bees has come, and he is roaring.
Roaming.
He is singing something. This. And coming to Srimati Radhika's feet. And again going, again coming. So Radhi, because it was more beautiful, more soft, more smelling, more
fragrant,
so sweet than flowers, lotus flower. We are hearing, but not here
in the spot.
Exactly. What?
And hum log isko anubhav nahi kar rahe.
We cannot realize
actually. We are not realizing this. No? Otherwise we should also have to be weep. But we are not weeping. So Chaitanya Mahārāja is feeling that bee has come and he wants to enter in Radhika's feet as lotus flower, and she is mad and telling, don't touch my feet. You should tell me from where you have come. I think you are any doot of that
black person.
Cheater, black person. You have come to cheat me again, but now I am so much wise, become so much wise. I have no friendship with that person, so don't come. You have drunk so much, because Madhu, he is Madhupati now, in Mathura. The heap of, he has a very big shop of Madhu.
Wine.
And Mane Madhu has wine, desires wine. And in his shop you have taken so much Madhu. And he has told you to come to me for any
relationship, friendship.
Making again friendship. So that I may forget his faults. And again I should be cheated and I should be have any friendship. Sulahnama.
Compromise.
But no compromise at all. I am determined not to do
any compromise.
Why you have come to here? Or to make any compromise? But this is not the way that you have adopted to come here. Why you took wine? Madhu? Madhupa? You have drank so much Madhu that you have no
sense.
No sense at all. You have become mad. How to please any Kanta you don't know? Kanta?
Beloved.
You don't know. We are at one time beloved of Krishna and he was our beloved. But now we have cut that relation. If he can leave us, why we cannot leave us to him? So he has left us and gone to Mathura and he is pleased with Kubja. And after that he has gone Dwarka and he is testing so many lakhs and lakhs of what queens there. So he has nothing to do with us. And we also have left him. Uddhava is saying, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realizing this here. So he is weeping and became so in separation. Again, they are telling. If the bee is telling, bhan, making roaring, that Srimati Radhika is telling. No name is there. Kapi. Here Kapi means Radhika. Kapi Gopi. Kaschit Radhika. Gopi. Here he is telling that. Why you have come in drinking stage? Oh Queen, oh Krishna beloved, I have not drank. Oh, you should not tell me that I am beloved of Krishna. At first you should take your word. Understanding?
Return your word.
Take back your word.
Yes, take back
your word. I am not beloved of Krishna and he is not beloved of us. Don't take her name, his name. Why you have come? To compromise. I have come. Oh my queen. She is telling that it is not proper. You have not come properly to me, because you have come from Mathura, I know. Because he is Shyam, and you are also Shyam. You are black and he is also black, we know. And you are telling the virtues of that black person. Why you have come in so stage that this is
mustache.
Mustache
called.
I don't pronounce it.
Mustache.
Mustache.
M-U-S-T-A-C-H-E. Mustache.
Why you have put this color? Yellow color. Yellow and
reddish
color here. Like kumkum. Where you have gone? This kumkum? Please tell us. Otherwise you should return from here at once. He told that, my friend, I am telling true, that these are my natural color of these things. I don't know what is kumkum. No, you know, and you are stealing from me these things. You have come from Mathura, and when Krishna has been embraced any
Mathur Ramani,
the wives of the princess of Mathura, wife of prince, Jadu dynasty's Rajkumar, and that the color from the breast of gopis in Mathura Vasini has come on the garland of
Krishna.
That garland was made of tulasi, beli, chameli, jui, and so many gorgeous
flowers.
And you sat on that, and it came on here. So you have come from there. I see that you have gone to Mathura, and Krishna was going to manane ke liye, ek kisi ko manane ke liye gaya, maine?
Manane ke liye.
Wo uth gayi thi, wo.
Pacify.
At that time, I am seeing that Krishna has gone to any kumari or queen of Mathura. And he was going to
pacify her.
That lady. And at that time, you have gone also, and there the kumkum, you have that thing. So you should go again there. No use of coming. Because there are hundred and thousand of Mathura Varshini. And each of them will sometimes be Manvati, and other time that, and that. So many things in man, and Krishna has opportunity to whole day going to pacify all.
One after another.
So, and if Krishna will be pleased, and they have given up their man, then you should go and tell so these songs to them. And they will satisfy you, giving what you will want. Now you are the beggar of the street. We are not now and before a stage. We cannot give anything. Even our mind is not us, with us. Everything has gone with Krishna, he has taken. So we are beggars of the street. No? We cannot give you. So you should go again in Mathura. And you should go to that lady which Krishna has
pacified.
And again, anyone be angry, and again Krishna will go, and again you should go to them, again anyone be angry, and again Krishna will pacify, and again you should go. Whole day and night you will have all these things. They will give you puraskar.
Prize.
Prize. But with your fearing here, that you are so foolish, then his master will be like so. The master and the servant are in same class. You are telling, you are not telling to us, but you have come in such a mood that we have none known everything, this mysterious thing. Your body and your color of this are telling everything to us. So why not, if they will see Krishna, who?
Mathura.
The younger persons of the Rajkumar of Mathura will see in your face anything, and they will at once will be ready to take revenge from you. So we are fearing. We know that animals have four legs. Man has two legs. They walk by two legs. And animals by four legs. But you have six legs. Two legs has are so intelligent. Four legs are pasu. They are not intelligent. They don't know anything. And six legs have you, Satapada. You are most, but
more or less than beast.
Most unintelligent.
No.
So,
we have no
murkha.
Yes. Murkha. Ignorant.
Murk means fool.
Fool. You are more fool and fool than anyone. You should go. Don't come to us. Because Krishna is like you. You yourself, like bees. As you go from one good flower to another good flower and take the smell and the nectar of that flower, and again you fly to another. Plus, flattering, you go to them, and again you leave him after taking
nectar.
And again goes to another, and you flatter. You are as you flatter. And you never cease to that first flower, going on doing so. Krishna is like such. But you are Satapada. So we are like flowers. Flowers are so beautiful. So smelling, so soft and sweet,
pure
and pure-hearted. We have love and affection, but that teacher had no love. He is not sweet. He is like you, Satapada. So we have no any test to do compromise with him. But now we are aware of this, and now we are Savadhan. Savadhan means?
Careful. We are careful.
Yes, so careful. Bee is telling that, oh Swamini, oh Swamini, you, I am not that class of person, and Krishna is not like so. You should faith on me, and also you should have faith on me. He loves so much, and he has so feeling and good love for you, that I cannot describe. If Krishna is so cheater, black in heart, has no love, and nothing, then why Lakshmi always
wants to live in his lotus feet. Why? Because it has been told so many times. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja sarat indira saswada. Always it has been written. So why Kamala has so test? She is Patibrata. Then they are telling, she is, has no, she walks on a bird. That bird is?
Owl.
When owls
could not
don't see
daytime.
Sun. And they are told foolish. But we are not so foolish. We know that Kamala can come in the flattering of Krishna. Understand?
Yeah.
Can be go
fooled.
She can come in the trap of Krishna by flattering. But we cannot come. Krishna comes and smiles and does flattering, and she at once forgets Krishna, nature. And again he wants to love Krishna and also to serve Krishna. But we are not so easy. Now we are so much careful. And at last, Mrigayuruka Pendram, I have described this slope. They are telling that, after that slope, anyone who hears the pastimes of Krishna,